Local Government Committee will meet immediately in the Senate chamber. Local Government Committee will meet immediately in the Senate chamber.
Good morning. We'll call Local Government Committee to order. The secretary will take the roll silently. Senators not present will be excused until they arrive, and the minutes of the last meeting were distributed electronically, and if there's any changes, please bring them up. If not, we'll stand approved as distributed. The committee will be taking up the following bills in this order: Senate File 426, Senate Study Bill 1168, and we will not be bringing up Senate File 392. At this time, Republicans will caucus for a few minutes back in Secretary's office, and the Democrats will be doing the same, but it will not be very long. Thank you. Stand recessed until the return. call Local Government Committee back to order. As we stated earlier, 392 has been taken off the agenda. As I said, 392 has been taken off. Thank you, Senator Taylor. So we will move on to the first bill will be Senate File 426. Senator Klemisch, you are now in order for opening remarks on Senate File 426.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Guth, and Senator Smith all agreed to sign off on this.
Thank you. There are no amendments. Is there discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I'm sorry, Senator Kornbach. The chair recognizes the senator from Story, Senator Kornbach.
Would the floor manager like to give us a little explanation?
Senator Klemisch, would you like to explain this?
Yes, Senator, I will. So this is a bill that allows counties to acquire the title of abandoned properties much in the same manner that cities do. There's some limitations to counties with regarding to acquiring that property. One limitation we put in the bill is they can only hold the property for 18 months. The other limitation is they're only allowed to acquire title to property at 2.5 acres or less. And the last limitation is when they make their public notification of intent to acquire the property, that in that notification they have to claim the reasoning for their intent of acquiring the property.
Did I get your questions answered somewhat, Senator Kornbach?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, it's usually the case that for the benefit of the people who might not have had an opportunity to read the bill, that the floor manager at least give us some description. I'm very supportive of this bill. Actually, I'm very supportive of the section of the code in which it is because I wrote that section of the code. With the help of Representative Huser about 10, 12 years ago when a city in my district had some problems with an abandoned building and it went from tax sale to tax sale to tax sale. The city government couldn't ever really seem to catch up with who owned the building to hold them accountable for dealing with that public nuisance. So it's entirely appropriate to expand the same powers to the county, and I'm glad that we brought the bill forward.
Thank you, Senator Kornbach. Is there any further discussion? Senator Smith, how would you like to vote? Short form? A short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Yeses appear to have it. The yeses do have it. Senate File 392 passes under Rule 40. Senator Klemisch, you are in order for Senate Study Bill 1168.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Kornbach, and Senator Williams all voted to move this out of subcommittee. Senate Study Bill 1168 is a bill that increases the amount of money insurance companies set aside as a demolition cost reserve. Currently, they set aside $10,000 or 10%, whichever is greater, of the payment for damages for real property. This bill increases it to $20,000 or 20%, whichever is greater. Mr. Chairman, there is an amendment to this bill.
I recognize Senator Klemisch for Amendment 786.
So the amendment seeks to clarify some language in the original bill. What we did was we changed it from 20% or $20,000 to 10% or $20,000, and then we inserted language codifying a court case that occurred roughly around 2000, reaffirming the fact that cities have the ability to acquire the property under a nuisance abatement plan and receive the court costs as such and demolition costs as such from that plan.
Is there any discussion on Amendment 786? Senator Smith, how do you, Senator Kornbach, from Story County.
Just real quick, the amendment is the product of the discussion of the subcommittee. It was a good discussion, and I thank Senator Klemisch for bringing the amendment forward.
Thank you, Senator Kornbach. Senator Smith, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say same. Motion is carried. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Senator Klemisch, you are now in order for closing remarks on Senate Study Bill 1168.
I just want to thank the subcommittee for working with us to come to clarify the amendment. I simply move the bill.
Any further discussion on it? Senator Smith, how would you like to vote? Short form has been called for. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Yeses appear to have it. Yeses do have it. 1186 as amended passes under Rule 40. Seeing no further discussion for local government committee, Senator Quirnbach, did you have something? Okay, thank you very much, Senator. I'm right behind you. We all clear? Amendment is 1786. Right. Seeing no further business, Senator Guth moves we adjourn. That probably wraps it up for local government for a while, so thank you very much.